بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال تعالى أيضا وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أدفع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers that have come to the masjid solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us renew our intention without exception that we are here solely for the pleasure of Allah. As is the common practice in our majalis, that we start off with one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully says, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah until you possess Iman. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. You do not possess Iman until you love one another. And then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully gives us the recipe of success by saying, أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموا تحاببتم. Should I not show you such an action? If you practice this action, then it will inculcate muhabbat between you. Afshu salama baynakum. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, make salam common amongst you, spread the salam. So inshallah, that during the course of every day, we should practice every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. As the Quranic ayat so beautifully says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, tell the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What will Allah do? يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. And there are so many numerous benefits of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we know it's common. When we see this in our class and our asatidah, we hold them in high esteem because they are the people that are imparting the knowledge of nubuwwah to us. So we commonly feel very elated and we feel happy if my ustad takes my name or if my ustad feels or he gives me his du'as, as we heard so beautifully last night. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Tamat Barakatum so beautifully says that at all times we should be making dua for each other. We should be taking the du'as because we don't know whose du'as it is that we are. This is not my topic, but just as a introduction. So a student will feel so elated that one is, all the students of the class, they love that certain ustad and they hold him in high respect and honor. And one is the ustad from the whole class, he says, I love this specific student. And imagine at the time of tahajjud, and I would think our asatidah make dua for all of us, we should make dua and we should express gratitude to Allah for that. And how nice won't it be if my ustad feels and he says, by name I take your dua, I take your name every day and I make dua. So let us appreciate this. Let us inculcate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our daily life. We see that everything, even if we put on our shoes, Allahu Akbar, we put on our shoes, we put on the right foot first. Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, you gave me the shoes, I need to express gratitude, alhamdulillah. Never mind that, Allah, you gave me feet. You gave me, other people don't have this. So at every avenue we need to think. And this is the life of our pious, our akabirin. At all times there was a certain person, he came to visit our country and I was told of this incident. So he was invited for a very lavish meal and people go out of the way for these ulama, mashallah, that are so near and pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us also like the pious ulama and we sit in the majalis of our sheikh, etc. So as he was invited, after he had consumed the meal and he had partaken of the meal, then it was time now for him to wash up or wash his hands. So then he politely refused and he said, take me to the garden and I'd like to wash my hands outside. So the host felt a bit difficult and said, sorry, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable. Is there any specific reason that Sheikh Mawlana, you want to wash your hands outside? He said, no, I just feel I need to wash it outside. It's not anything, it's not because of anything. This person had a beautiful, and we know in South Africa, and we know how some people extravagantly have such big bathrooms. Sometimes the bathroom is even bigger than the house, our houses. So this person, then he went outside, he washed his hands. So he then gave a bit of insight into why he done that. He said, the reason I did that, it's because you're asking me. I did it because, you see, the food particle that Allah has given me is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I need to appreciate it. If it goes down the drain, it goes down something which is napak. It has napaki inside. And then I'm becoming ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah. And I'll be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So I cannot do that. That is why I washed outside. And when I wash my hands outside, it serves twofold benefit, apart from the other benefits. One is that this food particles will perhaps be a means of sustenance for some animal or some insect, etc. So there's no wastage. And perhaps it might be a means of photosynthesis. It might be a means of stimulating plant growth. So with that intention, I've done it. So look at the pious, how they taught at all times. They would never leave the lights on unnecessarily. We learn from our satira, you know, and we see our great akabirin, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani, rahmatullahi alayhi, all the great akabirin, they were very conscious of the fact that, you know, even when I go into the classroom, then I need to be cognizant of the fact that it is amanat, the time is amanat. I cannot waste it. So many of the akabirin, I read up that they actually gave back the little salary that they had also. They would give it back because they felt that how I might have usurped the time of somebody. And so much that I need to learn, we all need to learn, inshallah, that we need to be cognizant, and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our life. And the word taqwa is very synonymous to tawbah as well. Because when a person wants taqwa, it's the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person wants the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it comes about also by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does tawbah mean? Taba yatubu tawbatan means to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back in repentance when we do haram and we wrong, and we see so much of haram and wrong happening. And then alhamdulillah, we have Mufti Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, so beautifully, as we heard last night, that here's our solutions. Our solutions are not in looking at all advanced things and our deen, a deen or yusran. Deen is very easy. We don't have to go far and wide to look for our solutions. Our deen provides all the solutions. It provides all the solutions. Mufti Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, advocates that we should all try and read, inshallah, try and read at least 300 times, Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayk. We try and do that, then inshallah all the problems that we have will all go away. Each one of us, without exception, we have our problems daily. And when we turn to Allah in subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and repentance, we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find today commonly the problems, we find that we are emulating the lives of people that have no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Football stars, sometimes it will be a hairstyle, a person will come perhaps to the madrasa with a hairstyle, and sometimes we allow it, we see the haram and the wrong and we allow it because maybe somebody is giving money to the madrasa. So it shouldn't be like that. We should speak when we see a haram and a wrong. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadih. That person who sees an evil, let him change it by means of his hands. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If he is unable to do so, let him change it by means of his tongue. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. If he is unable to do that as well, let him feel bad in his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِمَانُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And that is the lowest form of iman. So we'll find a person comes, and we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we don't know at which time in our life the malikal maut comes. And then when the malikal maut comes, it's too late. A person doesn't have the opportunity to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorur rahim. The hadith which I have quoted for you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlines who is an intelligent person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-kayyitu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da maut. An intelligent person is that person who curbs his nafs and his desires. And he does preparations for that which will come after death. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And a foolish person is that person who follows all his base desires and his wants and his fancies, and then he has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorur rahim, but surely a person doesn't plant millet and then after a few months tomatoes start growing. So we need to do actions which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to all express gratitude to Allah. I need to express gratitude to Allah. Allah gave me the life. What would it have been if I had passed away a few years ago on the wrong path, not even trying to associate with the pious? So we need to make tawbah, we need to express gratitude. Allah, you gave me the life. Allah, let me change my life and let me become a better person. Sometimes we have become so immune to the haram and wrong around us that we don't even realize we're doing the haram and the wrong. So if you look at it, even when the celebrations of the non-Muslims take place, we only have our two Eids that we celebrate. But if you find that we will even tell a non-Muslim, we will even put it in the newspaper that you're wishing the non-Muslim a Merry Christmas, na'udhu billah. Or we're wishing them a Happy Diwali. So what we're actually telling them is that carry on in your kufr, carry on in your shirk. So we should be very careful about the type of statements we make, because many a times a person can be losing the iman. That is why we need to renew our iman at all times. That Allah, we read the kalima all the time, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. There's a very, I got news of a certain incident that happened. There was a certain woman that went into a certain place, a butcher or whatever. She went with her friend, and a turning point in her life came when she made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how did it happen? She went there and another person came into the butcher, and when this person came in, a Muslim person came, there were two women. One was properly dressed, the other one was a bit scantily dressed. So the Muslim person then greeted the one with assalamu alaikum, to which she replied, wa alaikum salam. And the other person, the other Muslim woman that was not dressed very appropriately, was greeted with hello. So this woman took offense and she said, I'm sorry, but I'm also Muslim. Why do you say hello to me? I feel very offended. So this woman said, I apologize, maaf, I seek maaf, and I ask you to make me maaf. I didn't know you were Muslim. This woman says that she went that night and she cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that became the turning point of her life. Today the woman is in niqab, mashallah. So what I'm saying, brothers, we need to change our life. We don't know when the medical moth will come. And also under that, we look at it, we emulate the lives of the kuffar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith something like, "Man tashabba bi qawmin fahuwa minhum." That person who emulates and follows a nation is from among them. We don't want to stand up with them on the day of Qiyamah. I try and tell the students, it's only Allah's kindness. I need to also be cognizant of this. That we tell the students, don't come with the two-length hair. When you come with the two-length hair, your mother and father and whoever tells you to cut the hair two-length, not coming with you into the qabr. Every person is going alone into the qabr. We have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to give this example. This example stuck in my head. He said that, you know, when a person is a mechanic and he comes and let's say he wants to perform his nikah, and he came to the masjid, hypothetically speaking, he came with all grease on his clothes, he didn't change his clothing, and his nails are also looking in a mess, and he's got grease in his hair, etc. What will we tell the brother? We'll tell him, you're performing your nikah? He said, hey, I'm performing my nikah, make dua. We'll tell him, bhai, you need to first go home, take a nice bath, and don't cause taklif to your wife, because I don't think that nikah will last very long. So you need to go and look good, you need to come, and then come to the masjid, it's the house of Allah. So similarly, how do we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a clean manner. We need to be physically clean, we need to be in a state of our inside, our ruh, everything, we need to be clean. We need to not follow our nafs and our base desires. I was reading under the commentary in the Marifat Masnawi of Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayh, Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, so beautifully under this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of qiyamah, yawma naqulu li jahannam halim tala'ti wa taqulu hal min mazid. On the day of qiyamah we shall tell jahannam, halim tala'ti, are you full? And jahannam will say, hal min mazid. So the nature of jahannam is that the more you give it, the more it wants. And that is the nature of the nafs. The nature of the nafs is, if a person sees beautiful women all the time, he's not satisfied. Until even the last woman on planet Earth, hypothetically speaking, if he hasn't seen her, he wants to look at her. Because that's the nature of the people of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Sin creates some kind of temporary pleasure, or else a person wouldn't do it. But also it's like the spider web. It's like the spider web. And this example was also given by Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He said it's like the spider web, and then the spider is sitting in there, it's waiting, and then these insects are attracted. As they come, they're thinking it's a female spider. They come to it, and then they get trapped, and then it can't come out. So we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is tawbah? The ulama ikram have written in the Riyad al-Salihin in the Muqaddimah, it's mentioned that there are three conditions for the acceptance of tawbah. And four conditions when it is the hukukul ibad, the rights of people, then there are four conditions. Three conditions for the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, ay yuqli'a anil ma'siyah. Keep away from the haram and the wrong. Oh Allah, I am doing this haram. Acknowledge when we're doing haram and wrong, acknowledge Allah, I have this haram and this wrong in me. Allah, take me out of it. As we heard last night, the incident of Nasuh. But when we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is As-Sattar, the one who excessively covers our faults. Allah is Al-Ghaffar, Allah is Al-Ghafur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah is most forgiving. But we can't take advantage. So, number one, keep away from the haram and the wrong. Need to abstain from it. When we abstain from it, then the next thing we need to also do is أَيَّنْدَمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا, to feel a deep regret over the haram that we are doing. Allah, I feel bad about this. Perhaps it might even be a tear that comes out. Or even at night when a person is sleeping, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said, as we know, we all have our haram and wrong. Nobody can say they are free from it, with the exception of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But we all have our haram, we have our faults, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel deep regret in the heart that Allah, I'm doing this haram and this wrong. And then, ay ya'zima Allah ya'uda ilayhi abada, make a sincere resolution that, oh Allah, I will keep away from it in the future. And perhaps if we do fall into it again, then what we do is we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to Allah. Like Maulana Yunus Fatih rahmatullahi used to also say that if a person is walking, a child is walking, and then the child, there was a gutter there, and there was drain water, and the child went, and the child perhaps fell into the drain. Will the mother leave the child in the drain? No. That mother will pick the child up, she will make sure that she washes the child, and she won't say, now the child is dirty, I need to give this child away. No, no mother will do that. So when we fall into the gutter of haram and wrong, then all we have to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah. Even if we're doing the haram, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I know I'm doing this haram and this wrong. But not to justify the wrong. Sometimes we start justifying the haram and wrong, then we don't get the tawfiq and the hidayat. And many times we don't get the hidayat. So we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know I have this fault and I have this haram and this wrong. And also not to advertise our haram and wrong. Many a times we do haram and wrong, then we advertise to people, this is what I did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered our faults, and we advertising to people that I am doing this haram and this wrong. So that is not correct. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was checking the tafsir in Ma'riful Quran, and it was so beautifully written under the commentary of the ayat, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. Oh insan, oh mankind, what has deceived you, what has deviated you from your Allah who is Al-Kareem? And in the Ma'rif of the commentary of Ma'rif Masnawi, Maulana Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Ali writes there, and if it's also written there, there are four definitions of the word Al-Kareem. And one of it is that being Allah is Al-Kareem, the being who gives to those who are undeserving. Those that we are undeserving, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so generously gives us. Allah didn't take away from us. We know if somebody does something wrong to us, it will be first warning. Second time it might be in a bit of bigger tone, I'm warning you. And the third time the parent might take it and snatch away that item. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't take us to task for it. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّتِهُ وَلَكِي يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. If Allah had to take insan to task for the dhulam that he committed, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ, Allah wouldn't leave a creature on planet earth. وَلَكِي يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite. So we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the definition of sin? Sin is that thing which mahaka fi sadrik, that which is in your chest, you don't feel good about it. You don't want people to know about it. So a person is doing haram and wrong, you tell him, don't do this. He say, no, I'll hide it. I'll hide it away. So you tell him, by you hiding the camera away, how does that make sense? He says, no, people won't know. But that's the definition of sin. Why don't you want people to know? Because it's not something which is correct. So we need to abstain from the haram and the wrong. We know the incident of the person that killed 99 in the time of Bani Israel. A person, he killed 99 people. When I heard, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to go to Bolivia for Tarawih and under the auspices of Maulana Yusuf Bikusaf, Damat Barakatum. So when we went to Bolivia, as we were walking one day down the street, this incident that appears in the Bukhari Sharif actually transpired before us. We were walking down the street and there was a hobo in the street. So he started greeting and he started saying, Sheikh, how are you? So I looked at him and I said, you speak English? So he said, yes, I speak English and I speak Spanish. Now nobody speaks Spanish in Bolivia in Ahari. So I started engaging him. So he said, Sheikh, I want to ask you a question. I need to ask you a question. So I said, no problem. He said, but look at how I look. So I said, no, you can talk to me, no problem. Ask me what you want to. So he says, you know, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim, but I'm serving parole here in Bolivia for 9 years. Because I killed 9 people. Are you scared of me? So I said, no, I'm not scared of you. You can talk. But he said, the people will congregate around us. And I hope you don't feel bad about it. So I said, no, tell me what you feel and you can express. So he said, Sheikh, I just want to know what brings you to Bolivia. So I remember it was the 19th day of Ramadan. So I said, we came for Salat al-Tarawih. We came with that intention. So he says, really, is it Ramadan? So I said, yes. He says, Sheikh, I know how to make wudu. And then he started crying. He started tearing. So I said, why are you crying? He says, no, I want to show you how I can make wudu. I sleep here on the sidewalk, but I want to show you how to make. I can make wudu. So I said, no, you don't have to show me. So he says, I just want to ask you one question. I killed 9 people. Will Allah forgive me? Will Allah forgive me? So I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. Allah is most merciful. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try and lead a righteous life. Change your life, inshallah. So he said, I want to come to the masjid and I want to get the Quran. Even if you give me a Spanish or English Quran, and just show me a little bit. But I know if I come to the masjid, maybe the people will chase me away. So the next day he did come, and then unfortunately we weren't around, and then we were told that he came and they chased him away. So I said, we shouldn't be chasing anybody away from the masjid. In the time of Bani Israel, a person killed 99 people. He went to a monk. He asked the monk. He asked for the most knowledgeable person. He was directed to a monk. He asked the monk, will Allah forgive me? I killed 99 people. The monk told him, no. Then became the 100th victim. He was not satisfied. He was still looking. He was still looking for to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he was shown an alim. He went to the alim. He asked the alim the same question. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me? I killed 100 people. The alim said, yes, on the basis that you leave this evil place. That's it. We've got to move away from the evil. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Oh, you believe, fear Allah and be with the righteous, be with the truthful. Sit in the majalis of ilm, inshallah, then we will start rubbing off these qualities, will start rubbing off, inshallah, on all of us. So he then was told, leave this place. As he set out, because we don't know when the mortal comes. And then it was decreed that this person, his ruh should be taken. And now as he passed the halfway mark or whatever, or around that mark, more or less, the angel of death came and the ruh was taken. Now the angels of rahmat came and the angels of arad came. So now it was, there was a bit of, is he in, will he be from the people of Jannah or will he be from the people of Jahannam? So an angel was sent down in the form of a human being and it was told, Tisu ma bain al ardain, that measure the distance between the two lands. If he is closer to the land of virtue where he is going, then he should be a Jannati, and if he's closer to the land of vice and haram and wrong, then unfortunately he will go to Jannam. It is mentioned that he made it by a handspin. It is mentioned in another hadith, in another riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the land closer for him, so he could be a Jannati. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive a person that killed 100 people, we all have our haram and wrong. Let us not leave the masjid. Without exception, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us our haram and wrong. Allah forgive us our haram and wrong. Let us change our life and become better people. We find commonly it's also a problem. We find in the madrasa sometimes, and all of us also when we were students also, difficulty in memorizing and learning. And then I looked at certain students and I saw that they could just memorize very quickly. And then I realized, and we stumble upon that many times people will have a problem with the likes of our great a'imma, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. Yes, there's an amazing incident that happened one time when in Brazil, alhamdulillah, in atheist, and I use that example, and only Allah's kindness, not anything of mine, because I was in a situation meeting up with an atheist. And alhamdulillah, I used the example of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. And alhamdulillah, that man, he was convinced that, you know what, he said, oh my God. So I said, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me tell you about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, I'm interested, I want to know more. And I only used, it's not my doing, it was, I'm saying our imma are so, we need to follow a madhab. I said, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of studying in the Medina University, and we see what goes on there. Brothers, it's not as rosy as you think it is. Many of our ahadith are distorted. Things are distorted, there's no respect. So we need to ask before we go, sit in, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't speak bad of the ulama. Don't speak bad of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great giant. Shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hifdhi. He says, one day I complained to my ustad, Imam Waqi' rahmatullahi alayhi. Look at the communication between student and ustad. فَأَرْخَدَنِي لَا تَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِي. Imam Waqi' rahmatullahi alayhi told me one thing. He said, leave out gunah and sin. If my student comes to me, I'll give him a whole big bayan. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said, leave out gunah and sin. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. Because knowledge is light. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِلْعَاسِي. And the light of Allah is not given to one who commits gunah and sin. So sometimes we can't memorize because we got too much of haram and wrong. The cell phone has consumed us. The cell phone has consumed us. Every person is busy with a cell phone. We're all busy. Allah forgive me. Also get out of the habit of the WhatsApp and get out of all that. And then see the barakah that Allah will give us. Sometimes we're sitting in the masjid and we're busy with the WhatsApp. Brothers, what is wrong. We have to admit that it's haram and wrong. Let us change it. Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, last night also mentioned this ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. And when I heard this, it was so beautiful also. It so much confirms what Ma'rif al-Quran, what Mufti Shafi rahmatullah alayhi writes there under this ayat, that verily Allah will not, it's commonly understood that verily Allah will not change the condition of a people until they decide to change what is in themselves, meaning that they need to change and then Allah will change the condition. So if they're doing haram and wrong, then Allah will change it for the better. But if you look at it, many of the ulama are of the opinion that if a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping a person in serenity, in peace, in tranquility, in happiness, then when he changes his actions for haram and wrong, then also because of his disobedience, Allah changes the condition. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we always be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very important that we make the dua commonly after every farad namaz. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَيْتْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, do not deviate our hearts after you guided us. Because if a person is deviated, many a times we see in our country now where the people, not sometimes people are not going for Jummah Salah. Persons are going for Jummah Salah three times, then what is the condition of that person? A person, his heart is sealed. No goodness enters. And also to make the dua, اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. Allah, show me that which is truth to be truth. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. And show me that which is falsehood to be falsehood. And let me abstain from it. So we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives us this ability to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to also kill the nafs. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Under the commentary of this ayat, I was reading it so beautifully. When a person commits a murder in an Islamic country, then the Islamic law is that qisas takes place, a life for a life. So that everybody else, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is for you life in qisas. There is life for you in qisas, meaning that if you kill the murderer, it's not barbaric. If you kill the murderer, then everybody is pretty much tranquil and peaceful. So if you want tranquility in your life, kill your nafs. Kill your nafs, and when we kill our nafs, inshallah, there won't be this restlessness. This restlessness is because we are committing too much of haram and wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. Under this ayat, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. توبوا إلى الله. Make توبة to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. توبة نصوحة. A sincere repentance. And Hassan Basri رحمة الله عليه said something to the effect. The meaning of this is to dislike and hate fight. Just like how you had a loving for that haram and that wrong. Now you make such a tawbah that you dislike that haram and that wrong. So we make dua, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Allah, make iman beloved to us. Wazayyinhu fi qulubina. Purify for us in our heart. وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Let us dislike haram and wrong. Allah, let us not want to go back to that haram and that ma'asiyat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such. The other day we were just seeing some, like we were talking about the cell phone as well, and it seems unfortunately it was some person, it was a small 5-year-old child, he had a cell phone. So I saw the child is just playing with a toy phone. So I told the child, let me see. He says, no, it's my cell phone. So I said, where did you get it from? He says, no, it's mine. My parents gave it to me and they even give airtime for it. So if a child is given a cell phone and we give this and we think we are helping our children, we're actually destroying them and we are going to be answerable to Allah for it on the day of Qiyamah. So let us not throw our children in the fire of Jahannam. Take away that, because we know what they are exposed to. The haram and the wrong that's on the cell phone. What does a child of 5-year-old need? He's not a businessman, he doesn't need a cell phone. But if everybody needs a cell phone, then I guess that's the current thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. And we find that in conclusion, that when we inculcate taqwa in our life, that is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will Allah do? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah, Allah will make an opening out of every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will grant that person sustenance from where his mind can never imagine. In the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, what did Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam say? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He told his people, make tawbah to Allah, make istighfar to Allah. What will Allah do? Allah will send down the rains. Allah will send down the rings. Allah will grant you children. Allah will grant you rivers. Allah will grant you happiness. Allah will give you everything if we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in conclusion, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to change our life, because we know that the maut can come at any time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت. Spend from that which was granted you before death come to any one of you. فيقول, then he says, ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. Oh Allah, grant me a little bit of respite. Why? فأصدق, so that I may give out صدقة. وأكم من الصالحين, and I may be with the righteous. Allah doesn't use the word lam. The one thing that stuck with me from the Urdu language, mashallah, very nicely, is the word lan. It gives such beautiful emphasis. Hargiz nahi. Allah will never grant respite. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah will never grant respite. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When any soul, when its appointed time comes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us without exception the ability to make tawbah, to turn a new leaf, inshallah, immaterial of how blemished your past is, your future is still spotless. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.